With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Washington envoys and officials from Tehran have concluded another round of talks, and a top Iranian diplomat says future discussions will be aimed at a possible deal over Iran's nuclear program. They meet again in 1 week. Russian President Vladimir Putin has announced a temporary Easter ceasefire in Ukraine. And basically, Ukrainian President Zelensky dismissed it as another attempt to have Putin play with human lives. President Trump is vowing not to cut Medicare and Medicaid programs. Ken Lorman has more on this story.
At Friday's swearing-in of Dr. Mehmet Oz as the Medicare and Medicaid Administrator, the president made this promise about those government health care programs.
Just as I promised, there will be no cuts. We're not going to have any cuts. We're going to have only help.
Despite those assurances, a dozen House Republicans have sent a letter to GOP leaders warning they will not sign the upcoming budget and tax cuts bill if Medicaid is sharply reduced. Ken Lorman, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, as Congress debates tax policy, polling shows Americans believe that making the 20% small business tax deduction permanent should be a core part of any legislation. More on this from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
A new poll by the National Federation of Independent Business shows broad bipartisan support for keeping a 20% small business tax deduction in the tax code. Jeff Brabant, NFIB Vice President of Federal Government Relations, tells the Salem Radio Network that this tax cut would help the economy.
There would be an increase in GDP of $750 billion over the first 10 years. So huge economic impact if this thing is extended.
Brabant says the bill has a good chance of passage in both chambers. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
You'll find more on these stories, plus breaking news and analysis at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. SRN's Michael Harrington shares some good, actually troubling statistics from the Netherlands.
Nearly 10,000 Dutch people availed themselves of physician-assisted suicide last year, up 10% from the year before. Hundreds of them were not physically ill, but took their own lives because of some sort of mental issue. Since the Netherlands legalized assisted suicide, its popularity has grown, with pro-life advocates warning that this poses a real danger to disabled people and the elderly, for whom a right to die can easily become a duty to die. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
French President Emmanuel Macron says his government will recognize a Palestinian state in coming months, saying his decision is designed to bolster collective security in the region, suggesting that if Palestinians have a state, they will stop attacking Israel. At the moment, Israel is involved in a war with Hamas in Gaza, which is sparked by an attack that Palestinian terrorist groups instigated in October 2023. Yesterday, April 19th, marked the 250th anniversary of the beginning of the American Revolutionary War. Military Affairs Analyst Colonel Robert McGillis tells Salem Radio, the experience of Americans at Lexicon and Concord undergirds the principles of rights to keep and bear arms.
Eventually it came to very clear that our founders wanted us to be a people that would not tolerate an overbearing government. And as a direct result, they etched into the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment, that was very clear. You know, we were to be armed, not because we needed to hunt necessarily, but to defend our liberties. And that's precisely what we have inherited through 250 years, and I think something that really sets apart this country.
Weekend commemorations included a lantern service at the old church and enactments of battles. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.